Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, today we're going to talk about the great Minnesota get-together.
Yes.
The Minnesota State Fair. It just concluded its annual run at the fairgrounds in St. Paul and Falcon Heights, to be exact.
It
had lower attendance overall due to extremely hot weather, but they kind of made up for a little bit with some huge crowds on Saturday and especially Sunday, the last run of the fair. But, you know, you were there and you were struck by something.
Well, it's just how agricultural the state fair still is. You know, there's still very, it's still very much that Minnesota State Agricultural Fair, which is what these state fairs all started out as, a way for people to bring in their things that they grew and their livestock and have them all judged. And of course, we know at the state fair, the animals are a big draw, but when we were in the agriculture and horticultural building, you know, people were streaming through to look at the vegetables and see the biggest pumpkin. And we had the microbrewery set up in one side. And just this focus on everything green and growing.
Yeah, it is, you know, and always was something to really highlight agriculture in Minnesota and other things as well. But certainly agriculture took a front seat forever. Machinery Hill has dwindled quite a bit from the old days.
It's pretty much not there anymore, although I did find out a while back that it's not necessarily because of a loss of interest in the farm equipment. It was because the farm equipment just got too big.
Yeah.
They couldn't get it through the city and under the bridges and closing highways and things to get this equipment in there. And so that's gone away.
Farm Fest kind of makes up for that.
Yes.
Because it's in an open area where you can get those.
That's the place to go if you want to see big farm equipment.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's still very much animal-oriented and growing things and getting out there and just seeing that there is the rest of the state out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, you do see one of the things that I guess is encouraging is you see so many young people involved in agricultural pursuits with FFA and 4-H and all the rest of that.
Exactly, yeah. Still really popular. The 4-H building was packed.
Yeah, and it gives us some good feelings about the future for agriculture because we're going to need people to grow food.
Exactly.
And whether it's crops or animal husbandry or whatever it is, we're going to need that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's encouraging. Well, I'm glad that that you had a chance to go. I didn't make it this year, but
yep, we went on the day of the record attendance, and 236,000 people, and you could tell.
Yeah, I'll bet you could. Although it was pleasant.
It was a beautiful day.
Yeah. So you weren't all sweating together.
Well, not too much.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And it was great to have another edition of the Minnesota State Fair. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.